Blog Talk Radio.
Big old butter. So, you can go inside.
Friday. We're listening to Byron Harrington as we are taking our church to the vacation break. We're so excited about what God is doing in this season, right, ladies?
Yes.
I'm really excited. So here we go. So, what is going on with this radio? On Radio Live. Telling us we got 90 seconds, but we're already on the air. What is the problem? So we're going to play this amazing song. And then, ladies, when we come back, you guys will take it to the next week, okay?
Yeah. Everybody get up. Yeah. You may be in your car getting ready to go worship, or wherever you may be. I'm just gonna take out this time to talk about my Savior. Yeah. Yeah. If you don't mind, I'm gonna go and praise Him. Yeah, yeah. Jesus, I see you. Let's go. It's like a gentle breeze, fresh off the ocean seas. Pleasant, oh pleasant. Sweet like a honeycomb, oh your favorite piece of candy. There's something about when I hear His name.
When I hear that name,
my emotions get the best of me, come.
When I hear that name,
people stop and stare, cause I cannot come down. When I hear that name, I lose all self-control. And if you don't mind, I'm just gonna talk about it.
Something about the name.
Something about the name.
Something about the name that we call Jesus.
Sounds so good, don't you agree? Yeah.
About that name.
Something about the name that we call Jesus. I'm just talking about my Savior. It's like a smell of sweet perfume.
Like sweet perfume. Just like sweet perfume.
Your name could light the darkest of rooms.
Darkest room. I know He could.
Know He could.
When I hear that name,
my emotions get the best of me,
cause when I hear that name,
people stop and stare, but I don't care. He's my shield, my hiding place, a joy in which I can refrain from dancing. Ooh.
Something about the name
that we call Jesus. 10,000 tongues would not be enough to tell. Talking about here.
Said it's something about that name.
Something about that name.
Something about that name.
It's the mentioning of His
name. Something about that name.
There is healing.
Something
power.
About that
something
name.
About that name.
Something about that name.
Something,
something
about that name.
Something about that name.
Let's take it on home.
Said it's something
about that name.
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 I just can't.
With our intro show, She Is Strong, we have an amazing team that is conference that's coming up on the, I believe it's January the 25th. So, ladies, take it to the bridge. Welcome!
Hey, welcome, everybody.
How are you guys?
So, you guys have to bear with us. We're a little new at this. But we just want to come to you guys tonight just to talk about the event that's coming up Saturday, January 25th. Mm-hmm. She is strong. I don't know how well you guys can see that, but here's the flyer. We'll make sure that we share that so you guys can see it a little bit better. But at this event, we're going to be talking about a whole bunch of different topics that a lot of people really don't like to talk about. One of them is domestic abuse, drug abuse, childhood abuse, any type of sexual abuse, abortion, miscarriages, homelessness, and mental health. A lot of these topics, honestly, people like to brush a lot of these things under the rug. And so we're just going to be speaking about these things. We want to break that silence. And how can we break that silence? The best way for us speaking about our testimonies, our stories, and what we've been through and what we would come with. So we really would like for you guys to come and join us on the 25th. We are super excited about it. We know that God has really big things planned for this event. It's going to be at New Beginnings International Church. The address for that is 2000 East Loop 820 in Fort Worth. That's 76112. And so we're just going to be talking about all kinds of stuff tonight. If you guys want to comment, you guys can also call in if you have any questions throughout this whole. We're going to be on for an hour. The phone number is 646-668-2247. And if you guys want to join us on the radio talk show live, it's blogtalkradio.com/fanship. Also, after we're done, we would like you guys to share this, please. Also, go to the event page, She Is Strong Event, and any updates or anything that you guys need will be on that page. Right here next to me, I have Victoria.
Hi.
And right next to Victoria, we have Gail, trying to get herself together.
Yeah, I have no internet connection. I'm trying to do a live video on my Facebook, and it keeps telling me to please check your internet connection after I tagged everybody. So you guys just turn on and off.
Okay. Well, Victoria's going to talk for a little bit, just kind of introduce herself, and we're just going to kind of go with the flow of things, so you guys just bear with us.
Hi, everybody. My name is Victoria Moncada. So I do go to New Beginnings International Church. I am on our worship team. So hello. I see people joining our live. Hi, guys.
comment,
say hey, call us,
ask questions.
We kind of have a little bit of a dialogue, but not a whole lot. So you guys asking us questions will really help us kind of get this going. How's everybody doing tonight? Hi, Sheila.
Hola,
Sheila. Sheila, share us on Facebook because I'm having technical difficulties.
So as Adriana said, we are having an event. It's called She Is Strong. This event is going to be so amazing, y'all. We have some really awesome speakers. We all have some great testimonies. Some of us are very similar. Some of us are very different as well. So, of course, we will be talking about these discussion topics that are on the flyer. And some of our testimonies do kind of go along with these. Well, I guess not some of us. All of us have testimonies that kind of go along these lines with these discussion topics that Adriana mentioned. Mine is a little bit different. Mine is more of just a story of hope. My husband and I tried to have a baby for 4 years. It took us 4 years before we got pregnant. And it was a long journey of me believing and just standing on God's word.
Sorry, I was trying to figure it out.
Still trying to get yourself together, y'all.
Yeah, it's okay. So, it was 4 long years of us just really standing on God's word and just learning what true unwavering faith meant for us. But we do have a little boy. He is 9 months. His name is Ezekiel. So praise God for that. Of course, I'm a little biased, but
yeah,
he
you're
is
right.
Perfect.
He
is perfect.
Hey, D.
So, yeah.
That would be
I'm sorry, that's Dean Fuzzle. What's up, Brent?
Hey.
Go ahead,
there you go. Well, how about this? Just to not be weird, you guys bear with us, but how about we put the things together so we can talk to some people?
Yeah.
We're like, we're going back and forth, right?
We're going like
that. Is
that
better? Is that better?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
This is awesome. How long? Anyways, yeah, I know, so. It's a pretty big deal what's about to happen on January the 25th. It's no coincidence. All the ladies that have been asked to be a part of this event is completely God orchestrated.
Mm-hmm.
And he has so much for the ladies who don't know him yet, or maybe ladies who haven't trusted him in a relationship with him just yet. I believe that whenever we share our testimonies and we get to love on them and they come in fellowship with us, they're just going to see a side of Christ that they may not know,
mm-hmm.
and that this is very, and carry that to other young ladies who have really been praying through that the world is not forgiven at all, and apart from Christ, we just stay broken, and, you know, there's a 12-step, there's a counseling session, there's all these things that we can go through that, if you want to experience, the true peace of God, there's nothing like knowing him. You can't just get that. There's no counterfeit to that. The world turns the phone on us all the time, but the real true peace of God is going to come in a really cultivated relationship with him. And we also connect and unite with other ladies who have been in his presence. And I think it's just a safe place to be in a community where no, girl, you're wrong. Or, yes, that's right. And I believe that God is speaking to you. Or I believe that, you know, you can do this thing. You know, like, that's what the word says, that you're going to sharpen each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you're not going to sharpen each other if you say it only in the first part. You're not going to sharpen each other if, you know, you're connected to people you're not thinking of. So, I would just encourage all the ladies to, if you don't have that friend that you can call in the middle of the night and she says, well, you know, that's not what the Word of God says to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can take that correction, then, you know, they might not be your friend. You know, if you have friends that would add you on into your sin, or they would add you on into your pain, or,
mm-hmm.
or they would, you know, help you sulk, help you stay depressed, you might want to check out your connection because, you know, God is always changing, but he's always the same. So, you know, like, just, I would just encourage everybody to begin your relationship and see which ones are actually building you up and which ones are tearing you down. Because, yes, we're supposed to be Christians and we're supposed to get into God and all that stuff, but one of the main ways God speaks to us, and one of the main ways that God loves on us and teaches us and grows us and gives us is we go through the Word. So we can't be just picking the Word out by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We have to, you know, come together. Go ahead,
Adriana. Sorry.
So,
you actually go in the mission.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That part out.
Yes, so, yeah, I'll just expect everybody knows who I am.
Everybody goes in with me.
Well, I'm famous for Jesus, so no. I'm
totally
joking.
Okay.
Yeah, no, not yet.
Yeah, I have a crazy testimony of miracles and wonders and just the way God has just reached out of heaven and stopped me in my tracks and said, no, don't get to who you are. And I mean, if I had my way, every person, not just women, but every person I meet would know who they are. Because when you know who you are, then all of a sudden you can get them. You see that you can see them.
the kind of God of dancing.
Mm-hmm.
You can, you do have the strength to raise your children the way God takes you to. You do have an anointing to be in business, to be in the marketplace, and you can pray with people who weren't even expecting them. All of a sudden, now they know God too. Like,
mm-hmm.
when you know who you are, you walk up to know who you are. And mm-hmm. I just love that for all my friends and family and people that I meet.
Those of you, just before Adriana goes, those of you guys that are hopping on live, hello. But y'all go ahead and share us. We want to reach as many people as possible, not just tonight, but just at this event as well, because it's going to be so great. So you guys go ahead and share this video. And say hey, you guys hopping on. We're so excited that you guys have decided to join us tonight.
You can call us too. The
yes.
number's on the post or.
Yeah.
Yes, the number is 646-668-2247. If you guys want to call
mm-hmm.
and you have any questions, please call and ask any questions. Or you can comment
mm-hmm.
on one of our Facebook Lives, and we'd be happy to answer you guys' questions.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it easier for us too.
Yes.
We're doing it. But just kind of going back into a little bit.
Janet the boss.
I'm Adriana, and I'm kind of the one that's overseeing, I guess you could say, the event. But I have an amazing, amazing team of ladies behind me. That have been really supportive. I don't think anybody's ever even said no yet. I mean, they're really, really backing this up 100%. We have an amazing church, amazing pastor. Shout out to Pastor Dee and Jen. But we have amazing pastors that are supporting us 100% as well, Pastor Don and Pastor Connie. And just have kind of said, you know what, we agree with the vision. We see the vision that is kind of just speaking to us, you know, that God is giving me,
mm-hmm.
and here, like, they just trust us with it. And that's really amazing to have, because sometimes we don't have that support, you know, so that support that we have from our pastors is really good. Knowing to be the best pastor that is for all families.
Yeah.
But, so I kind of, God gave me a vision, and with the vision, you know, that's kind of how she be strong and transpired. But it really did transpire through an event that, through a horrible event that happened to my daughter at the age of 10. And so, you know, she was molested and raped. And so through that experience, that traumatic experience, you know, I went through a ton more. I hated God. I didn't want to have anything to do with God. I mean, I questioned, you know, why me, why her, why us, you know, our
mm-hmm.
entire family. And I ran so far from God where, I mean, if you even mentioned the word, like, I didn't want to have anything to do with you, like, at all whatsoever. But God is, he's just amazing how, you know, his word is true. He never leaves you or forsakes you, like, no matter how much you try to push him away, you know, he'll leave you, you know, and kind of, okay, you feel like you want to get together, go ahead, but, you know, he never leaves us. And so just through that, that traumatic experience is just crazy how God has, you know, turned what the enemy meant for evil, and he really has turned it around, you know, for the good. You know, through that experience, you know, all my children did get saved, all the kids got saved, and, you know, the forgiveness took place, you know, to the person that did this to her, on all of our parts, you know, and that's a big step, you know, forgiveness is a big, big step, especially for something that traumatic, you know, and we'll be the first to say, when people say, well, how can you forgive somebody for something like that? You really, really have to have a relationship with God in order for it to be a true 100% forgiveness. Now, that don't mean you guys have to, you know, play patty cake together and you guys have to be best friends. Absolutely not. But, you know, forgiveness is not just for the offender. Forgiveness is actually for you. And when you hold that bitterness and that unforgiveness in your heart,
mm-hmm.
you actually are blocking what God has in store for you and where he's actually trying to take you next.
Yeah.
So that's you know, we're going to be talking about forgiveness as well at the event, you know, just so everybody can get, you know, like a bigger picture. But, you know, God is just so good. He's just so good. I'm not gonna throw everything out because, you know, we want you guys to come to the event and experience this with us, through all of our testimonies. And, you know, we're going to have special speakers. We have special performances. We have singers. We have dancers. We're going to have free goodie bags for the first 100 ladies that show up.
I like goodie bags.
Right, and free. We do have, we're going to be throwing gifts out all night. We have gift cards. We have Bath and Body Works stuff. We have all kinds of gift cards. When I say gift cards, it's not just like bringing in gift cards. So we have all kinds of stuff that we're going to give. Now we have gift baskets, and then our big grand prize at the very end, of course, we have to say, is that a very nice Michael Kors shirt that somebody will be walking out of the church with that night.
But wait. The speakers can't get in the raffle for the Michael Kors shirt.
Oh,
no.
I know. Trust me.
That's how good these prizes are, y'all. We have our speakers. We have, like, our whole committee that's trying to get in on this. And say, can we be in a raffle?
Really?
And, we're leaving it for you guys, so come.
Yes.
We really just want to come back.
And we will have vendors. We have a lot of vendors that are going to be at the event. So we have, we're going to have different things, like we're going to have photography, professional photography,
Amber,
essential oils, we're going to have gourmet popcorn and candy, we're going to have vendors that have shirts and different types of apparel, we're going to have custom wreaths, inspirational necklaces, cupcakes, cakesicles, organic gluten cheese. We're going to have tutus made. There's going to be someone there handing out information as far as realtor business and information. We're going to have fresh raw honey. We're going to have food. I mean, we're going to have it all. So we're also going to have some of the people that are in our church are going to be also donating a lot of stuff, like free haircut, free fire stick setup. I mean, it's a lot. So we really want to engage with you guys, and we really want you guys to come and experience this with us. We do know that with what God is doing, it really is to reach, like, outside of the four walls of our church, you know, not just in our church. You know, yes, this is for us, but this is really for a lot of, you know, women that, you know, and ladies that we see out on the street, you know, addicts, recovering addicts, you know, backsliding addicts, you know, that you just feel like people have thrown the towel on them and that really just have given up on them. But, you know, we're here to just love on them and show them, like, no, you know, come on, you know, like, we love you regardless, you know. So that's just kind of a little bit more about it.
I'm just going to add that, man, when someone who comes in that's broken, when they hear the testimonies that are going to go forth, they're absolutely going to get built up in their spirit and say, if they can do that, I can do that. Because all the ladies that are speaking, we have no idea who they were before. Like none of us. We're not going to look the same. Everything is just completely different in our lives. Praise be to God. So, you know, if you know someone, you should be encouraging, you know, somebody that they just don't know who they are, or maybe they're just broken a lot, you know, just do it. We just want them in a situation where the Lord can just minister to them, and potentially change their lives. So, remember, January 25th, noon to 5, and we're going to have a good time.
Once again, that's Saturday, January 25th. 12 to 5. And this is a free event, y'all. It's free. You don't have to go online and purchase. You don't have to click on the link and purchase. Like, no, it's a free event.
Yeah.
There will be no outside mail allowed. Meaning, let me kind of just touch on that a little bit. Just meaning, if you're not part of the staff, like if you're not, you know, security or, you know, part of the Praise and Worship team or Sound and Media.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, you know, this event won't be for you. However, in the future, we are going to have an event that's going to be just for the men.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to call it He is Mighty, I think, not 100%, but I think that's what, but it's going to be geared just strictly to the men. And that was because, you know, women are not, you know, ladies, girls, we're not the only ones that deal with these type of issues
mm-hmm.
and these type of things. You know,
yeah.
men deal with them too. And so we want it to be for everybody. But specifically for this event, you know, we really just wanted it to be, you know, for the ladies, for the young girls, because
yeah.
this is an all-age event. So
yeah.
if you have a six-year-old that comes in there, you know, and she's, you know, crying out for help,
mm-hmm.
you know, we want to be able to have those resources there for her. We will have counselors there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, at the facility, we'll have... we're going to have a lot of resources there.
Yeah.
So, and we want it to be that way because, you know, we don't just want somebody to come and just have a good time and enjoy. And then it's like, well, if someone's actually going through this right now at home,
mm-hmm.
well, what about when they get home? Like, this stuff
yeah.
just, it continues. So, we want to have resources available so that way that can end right there for that little girl
mm-hmm.
or for that, you know, abused woman that's going home to abuse every single night, you know? So y'all just keep us in prayer, you know,
mm-hmm.
keep the event lifted up in prayer and just pray that, you know, that people's lives will be touched, you know, and that that a move of God will happen. We believe that it is.
Mm-hmm.
Also, real quick before I forget, when you guys get a chance, please go to the She Is Strong event page on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going, mark going. Don't
mm-hmm.
hit the interested button. Because we want to get kind of an idea of who is actually, you know, how many people we're going to have. So we want to make sure that we accommodate, you know, everyone accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
So just please go to the She Is Strong event
mm-hmm.
page on Facebook and make sure you hit follow.
And share with your friends.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's
completely
for
you.
Yeah.
It's going to bless people. So, I mean, yeah, just share with your friends. You know, you think that somebody isn't going through stuff because they got it all put together, believe me, they're going through stuff. They're broken, they've been through some stuff, they need to get connected, whatever that is, you know. So, but, I mean, feel free to share it also.
For sure.
Sorry. Gail was for some second. So, yeah, if you guys are just hopping on, we haven't been on super long, only about 30 minutes or so. So if you guys are hopping on live, y'all go ahead and share with your friends. Say hey. We see you guys hopping on. We're so excited to have you guys here joining us. If you want to call in, feel free to call in too. The number is 646-668-2247, or you can hop online, I guess
yeah.
what it is. It's a blog. Blog Talk Radio, blog talkradio.com/mansion. You guys can call. Ask us some questions. We're here to hear you guys.
Down and see if there's any questions on this.
Yeah, let me see. We're here to answer y'all's questions. Sorry, y'all. Linda, when is it? What time? And what's the cause? So it is January 25th from 12 to 5 p.m. We're just basically have a lot of different topics that we're going to be discussing. There's us three here tonight, but we're not the only speakers. There's actually going to be several speakers talking about. Oh, yeah, that happened. So we have several speakers that are going to be speaking. I'll go ahead and tell you guys some of the discussion topics that we have here. So we have domestic abuse, drug abuse, childhood abuse, sexual abuse, abortion, miscarriage, homelessness, mental health. So basically our goal is just to... so our goal is basically just to discuss some of these topics that may be like taboo type topics, that people don't really talk about. I know whenever I was going through my whole situation that I was discussing earlier, there wasn't really anybody that I could relate to. And so I know for me, and I know for several of the other ladies that are going to be speaking, it's basically just to give somebody an opportunity to relate to somebody, to have somebody, to have somebody to talk to and to encourage each other, because we do believe, as Bill was saying, that we need to be around other sisters in Christ, other women that are going to be encouraging to us and not help us stay kind of like in our funk, if that makes sense. some of the speakers that we're going to be having, I can tell you how many speakers we're going to have. 1, 2, 3.
We're going to have a lot.
4,
But some of them are, we're going to have a few, like, actual speakers, and then the rest of us are going to be really just kind of sharing our testimonies,
mm-hmm.
our stories, just to really honestly to relate to the ladies that come in,
mm-hmm.
you know, like I said, whether they maybe 5, 6, 7, 15, 16,
mm-hmm.
whatever, you know, there is no age gap. And I really encourage you guys to bring, you know, if you have younger ones, you know, like I said, in that age range, you know, 5, 6, 7, you know, girls, little girls, you know, bring them, because really, in all honesty, a lot of the stuff that does happen, like with the abuse, like with the sexual abuse, and, you know, molestation and stuff like that, it really does happen when the kids are really young, because a lot of times, you know, the perpetrators, they really want someone that's at that age range, so that way they can gain that person's trust.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you gain that person's trust? Because you give that person so much love, really, honestly, and I know even me for myself, and people from experience, you know, if you didn't grow up, even if you did grow up with both of your parents in the household, but a lot of times when you grow up with parents not being in the household you know, like a divorce or anything like that,
mm-hmm.
like as kids you grow up just really craving that affection and that attention that you want from your mother, that you want from your father, and you know, so we grow up just craving this affection that we long for. A lot of times, you know, then someone comes and all they have to do is really tell you how pretty you look, how good you look,
mm-hmm.
you know, how fine you are, and you know, it really doesn't, honestly, it doesn't take a whole lot, because you just feel craving that, you know, as women, you know, and as young girls especially. So, you know, it's just, we're going to be talking about a lot of red flags also, just to kind of, you know, alert you guys, you know, and alert the younger, girls as well,
mm-hmm.
kind of like what to look for, you know, because it's real easy to get blinded by, you know, someone you think, you know, likes you, or someone you think may love you, you know, you really don't even know what love is, but again, you go searching for love in all the wrong places, because we don't know what it is, you know, at such an early age. So, also, just to kind of touch on this, the statistics, you know, I did one a few weeks ago at the church, and it was just, it was crazy when you saw the numbers, like, just visually how
mm-hmm.
everybody, you know, how we did it, but 1 in every 3, I think it was 1 in every 2, 1 in every 3 ladies, girls, young girls, has either been through some type of sexual abuse, molestation, something like that. I mean, when you think about that, that's a lot. 1 out of every 3.
That's like 1 out of 5.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
That's the
so
one
put that
they
in
know
about. Right. That's
mm-hmm.
the
how
one
many
that
people
they
have
know.
Yeah.
And that's another thing, you know, statistically as well, you know, a lot of, it goes unspoken. So a lot of justice is never served. People don't, you know, they just don't talk about it. They brush you under the rug. They don't tell anybody. They grow up, you know, keeping that to themselves. You know, and then they bring them into their relationships, you know, their marriages and stuff like that. And so all of that we're going to be talking about, just to, you know, to just let you guys know you guys are not alone. You've experienced this too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you don't have to be alone, you know, and there is hope. You know, you don't have to feel, you know, sometimes when we go through things, like I said, you know, with my kids, with my daughter, you know, I hated God. I didn't want to, you know, have anything to do with him. I hated life, you know, just everything you could think of. But that wasn't the end for me, you know, that wasn't the end for her, you know, and that doesn't define me, who I am. That doesn't define her, who she is either.
Mm-hmm.
And God just really brought us out of that, you know, and so just want to let you guys know that, you know, you are worthy, you know, you are beautiful, you know,
mm-hmm.
you are made in his image, you know, and don't let anybody tell you different. You know, you're valuable to him. We all are.
Mm-hmm.
So, you guys ask us some questions so we can kind of keep this going a little bit, just kind of ask us any questions that you guys might have.
Mm-hmm. It could be anything.
Yeah,
anything at all. I know.
Sorry, y'all. Gail's having a meltdown in the corner. I don't know what happened. Hey, Janora. Hey, sis. I think you should like this. Okay. Yeah, so we're just going to kind of use these few minutes if you guys would just kind of chime in and join us and ask some questions. We're going to use kind of some table talk time.
Mm-hmm.
So please ask. So this is an all-age event for, like I said, for the young ladies and for adults. So there is no age gap. You can be newborn, 2, 3, 4, you can be 55, 70, like there is no age gap. You know, we will not have child care, you know, so, but so if you do bring your children, you know, you will, you know, you'll be responsible for them while you're there at the event. But the whole purpose for that as well is so that way nobody gets wanted, so nobody would miss anything.
Yeah.
So where we didn't have too many people out doing too many things, we really want this to be something where all the ladies can really just tap into what's going on and just really just go on this journey that we're about to go through together.
Mm-hmm.
On this day. Y'all welcome Gail back.
Bless you guys. Like I never get sick and I was almost sick Sunday and I was in bed until like 11 o'clock at night. I was fine and I had a voice. So today I have a voice and so I'm not gonna get sick.
So, all eyes on me.
So far.
I'm gonna make it. Hey, Kim. Mm-hmm. Hey, sis. Ask us some questions.
Yeah,
think
hey,
of something. Man. Think of something to ask us.
I was like,
yeah.
Hello, Gail's husband.
Oh.
Hey, bro.
I know. I'm like, I don't
come on, y'all. We're waiting for y'all's questions.
You guys can call in and ask us questions too.
Yeah,
it's
646-668-2247.
Listen.
Oh my gosh.
Marlo, can we invite you on this show just so you can show like
come on!
So again, this is we're gonna introduce Marlo onto the show. She is
going to
be on. But this is Marlo. She has really helped us and helped us to do all this today, what we're doing. Like I said, we're lost, but she's a pro at this. But so you guys welcome her, say hello to her.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the She Is Strong Radio Show. Yeah. We're so excited because I am just like, I cannot wait to see what God is going to do.
Yeah.
And what, you know, to the effect that he's doing in the life of this show. We are God's girl. Okay?
Yes.
And everybody that's moving and breathing has been through some things.
Right.
Or shall we say we all have issues.
Yeah.
That we're working through. And we need each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So
right.
We just want to make sure that you guys come to this amazing event and get locked in and to powerful impact the women. So my question to you today is who are you impacting?
Yeah.
You know, we're here to make an impact.
Yeah.
In the lives of children, you know, men and women, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I just encourage these ladies to continue to be who God called them to be,
yeah.
And to be empowering one another And
yeah.
there's so much power in support.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just things that money can't buy.
Yeah.
You know, it really does. And it just kind of, you never know who you may be, whose life you might save today, just by kind word or gesture of love.
Yeah.
You know, you are loved with people. That's really what our calling is here on this earth. So I just want to encourage you, ladies, to continue to do what God is calling you to do.
Yes.
And we support you here at our mansion complex and our Ladies at the Mansion show. And not only the show, we know it's not morning, but that's not the show. It's not
Monday
morning.
Right.
But we
just set this up.
Yeah, they want to come at night. They want to do the morning show at night. And
yes.
I love that. So we just thank God for what he's doing for this event. And we want to believe that we're going to decree and declare all the things that God has for us in store for each and every person that's in the presence.
It is finished!
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
So I'm so excited to be
here.
I know, right?
She's like, I have a visa light.
Well,
like,
she just went with it. That's her. That's what she does. Okay, we do got some questions. Let's see.
This is phenomenal to see the subject being uncovered. Amen. Yeah,
yes, and Janora, we
God.
Have talked about this before,
mm-hmm.
so yes, I know firsthand that you are on board.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, how many people do we really come across that are excited to encourage each other? And I know these ladies are really excited to have this event. I'm super excited for this event, and there's not many women that you come across that are excited to encourage and empower each other. And this is a group of ladies that is excited to welcome you guys in and to encourage you guys and to talk about these topics that don't really get talked about. Hello, Arlene.
You're trying to get extra points.
I know, right?
When's your baby
shower?
Arlene?
I know, right? I know.
So, Arlene, you will be there, right?
Yeah.
Hello. I guess you just have to kind of
maybe for the adults. So how will that work?
Yeah.
So it really honestly would have to be something that you would have to decide. You know, if that's something that you want to share or not.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, I'm glad you brought that up. At the very end of the event, we are gonna have a few ladies that. You know, if you feel led, like you kind of want to, you know, you're at that point where you don't want to share your testimony,
mm-hmm.
you will have a few minutes to kind of do that and share that with us. And we really encourage you guys because I'm telling you guys, by keeping this to yourself and just keeping it all locked up, it does you no good. It actually hinders you and it holds you back from what God really wants you to do.
Yeah.
It holds you back from your purpose, like it can hold you back from. I mean, everything that God has in store for you. So, like, it's really important that you, even when you think like that sometimes, you know, like, when you just kind of think of that you don't really think it's appropriate for, you know, a younger child. And, you know, and it's fine for you to think that way. But, like I was saying earlier, if you think about it, a lot of stuff that has happened to us, especially traumatizing experiences that we've encountered, happened to us when we were young. So, why not talk to our younger generation and talk to our kids about this now instead of waiting till it happens, you know, when it's too late, you know, and then we're looking back like, well, I should have had that talk or I should have told her what happened to me or I should have told him what happened to me, you know, so it's not meant for us to keep, you know, to ourselves. It really is not. But, you know, we can't make you share your story, you know, that's your story for a reason, but I really do encourage you, you know, to pray about it and think about it. And, you know, if you would like to, you know, we would love to have you, you know, come that day. And, you know, if you're one of the ladies that thinks, you know, we'd love to hear your story. I think you have an amazing testimony. I really do.
I don't know.
That's Anaya's grandma.
Nene.
Yeah, Nene.
Hey, Nene. Hey, Nene.
She's the one that thought you guys were like,
the celebrity.
Hey, but let me share with you the very first time that I publicly shared my testimony. Pastor Don put me on the spot and said, yeah, sure, touch on me. And I was like, what part? And he said, just everything. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, no. You know, and so I was super nervous, and I just did it. Later, my kids were like, Mama, we didn't know that about you. I was like, oh, my gosh. I never worked in this. I wasn't even thinking about it. And so, anyways, it actually has helped to build a relationship between me and my kids so that they know, you know, my purpose came out of my home. And they know everything, you know. And through that, they've also been able to feel because it's like a family thing, you know. And I went through what I went through, they absolutely went through it with me. And so, you know, just because it ended, then I know one book,
there we go. That should be.
Oh, Arlene, okay. You better tell me because we know where you live.
I know. You live right down the street from
yes.
me. I'm gonna come track you down. Or no, she actually she lives right down the street. Mm-hmm. She's gotten married. She's grown up.
She's all
good.
But y'all, yeah. Comment with some more questions. Ask us questions, please. We still have a little bit more time.
Yeah.
We got about 15 minutes. Any questions that you have, please don't be embarrassed or shy. Like, whatever questions you have, this is the open discussion table talk time for us.
We're asking questions.
My friends just keep coming in and leaving. I got all these people that came in and left. Thanks a lot.
Also,
I thought y'all were my friends.
Share this or, like, invite if you know anybody that is struggling with any of the issues that we said or
not even, just in general, because there's
a
lot of people that we don't know.
Invite them to watch this and,
yeah.
you know, share this with them on the page. You guys can see the same thing. Hey, Marissa.
Hey, Marissa.
I'm
look
like,
at
hey,
all the hearts. That's Marissa. Marissa's hitting all the hearts.
Yes, Marissa.
Hey.
You keep hitting light, girl. You keep hitting light. You like that. Marissa follows instructions, I'm telling y'all. She does tell her to share.
Marissa, go ahead and share.
Invite, does all that. She's like, I am on it, but what happened? Okay, y'all, ask the questions. Ask the questions.
Or you can share something with us. You have to share something.
You know where we're at. Same place.
We ain't going away.
I need to see your pretty belly.
Yeah.
You little baby.
But here's the event flyer again, y'all. I know it's probably backwards when you guys see it. But just go to the event page. She is strong. Event. And, all the information is on there. It has all the information about the event, all the information about who will be speaking,
mm-hmm.
All the information about the vendors, the giveaways, like all that information is on there.
Who's Jamila? I like her. She's following direct. She said, are you ladies planning on meeting us on the road? Whatever the Lord wants,
well,
right?
Honestly, whatever the Lord wants. Honestly,
ooh,
since you know,
some eggs. I'm hungry.
You know, like I said, me and you have actually personally talked about this before, you know, and you've talked to Belle, you know, before too. So, honestly, if that's what God wants, I mean, we're open to it because we really, like I said, the whole purpose in all of this is like to break the silence.
Yeah.
And to stop sitting on, you know, what, you know, it's time to expose. You know, the enemy, and it's time to expose all these lies that he has fed us for all these years, you know, and like I said, you know, we're not meant to be, like, trapped and feel trapped like that, you know, and feeling like we're worthless and, you know, we're, you know, nobody's ever going to love us and all this, and truth be told, I mean, the only person that's ever going to, we're ever going to experience that true love with, honestly, is God. Nobody's going to be the truth better than he is. You know, that's our Father. But so honestly, whatever he has for us for this event, for the ladies in this event, for all of us, we're open to it. Whatever he says, go and do, we're at the point where we're going to take off with it because we know, without any doubt at all that this really has been like a God thing. Cause I can tell you, I do not like doing this. I'm not a live, like Facebook live person. I can take pictures and videos all day
in the last time
but I really don't, you know, I don't like doing this is. I don't like to be in the center of attention. I always feel like, let Victoria do it, because she's good at this.
Oh,
or
my
let
gosh.
Joe do it, or let somebody else do it.
I don't like being the center.
I just know that it's a God thing, and it's time to, it needs to be talked about,
yeah.
It needs to be brought to light, and it's just something that needs to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. Yeah. So I hope I answered your question.
Hey, Sheila, or Stanley, hey, Laura, God bless you, too. Yo, you're going to have to get,
you're gonna have to get
on your friends,
like, oh,
yo.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, you're
going
to have to get on your friends, yo.
No, well, what happened was, I had everybody lined up and tagged on there, and then I hit live, and my phone said no internet. I'm just like, what? I'm just in San Francisco. I'm not in the city.
Technology. That's technology.
The rise in that.
Oh my god. She was saying to me.
Hey, I'm just making sure.
Hi, Sheila.
Hey, Sheila, why aren't you calling yet?
I know,
what
right?
Are you
I know.
Doing? You haven't asked hanging.
She said, we're doing great.
Thank you. I'm still really super nervous.
Yeah.
Sheila, can you tag Jen and Dee in this video?
Sure.
And okay. Well, tag them in the video and any of the other ladies that are part of the event as well, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm. And then call us. Or Arlene, call us.
Hey,
Tanisha. Hey,
Tanisha.
Or Lorena. Call us. The number is
616-668-2247. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/mansion.
Yeah.
Also, ladies, while we're kind of just waiting for you guys to think of some questions to ask us, please y'all don't be shy. Ask the questions.
Mm-hmm.
I just really want to encourage you guys to encourage another lady today or
mm-hmm.
tomorrow,
yeah.
Whether it be a little girl, whether it be an elder, whether it be just your coworker, your boss, your frenemy, like it doesn't matter. So just encourage somebody, because honestly, that's how we encourage each other. Like, we iron sharpens iron.
Yeah.
This is not a competition for any of
mm-hmm.
us. It's not whose testimony is better, and
yeah.
who did, like, no, like, we all came because we're all broken together,
yeah.
and none of us had it together.
Mm-hmm.
We're still, this is still a daily thing that we go through and that we walk through on a daily basis. I can promise you, I can raise both hands, both feet, and tell you that I don't have it all together.
Yeah.
I don't even try to pretend like I do, because I deal with and struggle with things still daily on a daily basis. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
those things that will trigger you to kind of go back to that moment and think of things like that. So it's just, you know, you just just encourage each other, because, you know, at the end of the day, we're all in this together.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I need my sisters, and, you know, I need you guys, we need each other.
Yeah.
You know, and really, honestly, that's the only way that we're
mm-hmm.
going to be able to continue to grow and continue to help the younger generation
mm-hmm.
that's coming up behind us, you know.
Yeah.
You know, for you guys that have kids, too, like, there's all kinds of stuff that's going on in our schools and, you know, just everywhere. I mean, today's world is just crazy, you know, and to think, I mean, I know when I was younger, just thinking, like, oh my gosh, my kids, this school, they're going to have to deal with that. And now, you know, just living through it with them,
yeah.
it's
yeah.
just, it's crazy. It's
mm-hmm.
really crazy, you know, and so they have to be educated, and they really have to, they do need to know the rawness of the stuff
mm-hmm.
that we have gone through, because, you know, I don't want to sit back and think, like, man, if I would have just told them, or if I would have just told her
mm-hmm.
or told him, like, maybe I could have helped, you know, or maybe
yeah.
that could have been prevented, because then they would have, you know, they would have known the signs, you know, the red flags. There's plenty of red flags out there, you guys, and we're going to talk about all these different events. So really, really please make sure that you guys are there. Again, it's January 25th. That's on a Saturday. It's about
mm-hmm.
what, 3 weeks away?
Oh, man.
About
yeah.
3 weeks away.
Mm-hmm.
The time is from 12 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all come.
It's free.
Yes, it's free,
$99.
Free.
Whatever you want.
Well,
what did she
any woman,
any woman,
like
girl,
lady.
Lady,
yeah.
What? Are you laughing at me? I'm like, girl, woman, lady.
Oh, I thought you said old lady. I was like, what?
Oh, yeah, you can bring an old lady, too. You know, like 120-year-old.
Oh, yeah, she's 120.
Yeah.
Bring
her. Yeah, uh-huh.
Bring
an old
her,
lady.
Please. She's got a lot of wisdom for us.
I don't want to offend anybody and say throw out a younger age to offend somebody and say. Oh, man.
Do y'all have anything else?
No, I'm just, like, wondering who my real friends are.
Now, I'm like, really,
I don't know. I do see there's people on yours that have been sharing. Thank you for sharing.
Yes, thank
y'all
you for
awesome.
Sharing.
Say
thank
hi.
You for being true friends.
We're going to look at Gail's phone. Everybody
yeah, Gail.
Oh, look,
y'all need to share this.
Oh, look, you got three people.
Yeah, that's Gail. You don't know Miss Gail?
Yeah.
I've never met her, but I've heard of her. So
yeah,
Miss Gail.
Look at Marissa.
Where is Tammy Presley?
Oh, yeah, where is Tammy? I think she had to work.
Hi, and Walla.
Oh, yeah, she had to
work.
And
she had
to work. Walla, I hope you come and bring the girls with you.
And Kendra and Kanisha.
I'll
Nancy just hopped on. Nancy,
hey.
Bring it over. I just saw you on there.
Mm-hmm. She just shared it.
Hey.
Where is Tammy Preston?
She
was
working.
She
was
working.
So we only have about 5 minutes left. So y'all ask us any questions that you may have.
Your mom is on there, Gil.
Thank you, Mom.
I was looking at your phone.
Thanks, Mom.
Yes,
number one supporter.
Yeah. For sharing and commenting and liking, and you guys are awesome.
Yeah, you guys have really helped us out tonight, so we really, really appreciate it.
Yeah,
we
really
know
I'm
not on the pro, and we're just going to have to get a radio swap, so it's not a bad show.
No.
Yeah, this isn't, I mean, this is the only night that we're doing, like, we took over, but we are here.
Yes,
yeah.
So we're not going to be here anymore like this, like, live. Mm-hmm. Honey CS night, they did, they gave us an hour to do this tonight. Really talk about the She Is Strong event, just really promote it. But the ladies, they do have morning at the mansions. It's every Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So same thing, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/mansion,
mm-hmm.
Or you can also check them out on Facebook, and
yeah.
It's Mornings at the Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be doing the same thing that we're doing, and they'll be shouting out the event, you know, the She Is Strong event. And that is with Marlo and with Sister Laura Kelly. So those ladies are amazing, and they're amazing for letting us get on here and do this.
Yeah.
They didn't have to do that. So
yeah.
We just really shout them out, and we appreciate them, you know, giving us this time, you know, the platform to do this. You know, like I said, we're new to this, and we were super nervous if you guys would have seen us right before we went live. Yeah. Oh,
I know. I was like, I'm always like the chill.
It's
Laura.
She
is.
This is the first time that She Is Strong has ever been presented, and it has going to be, we are going to claim it, that it's going to be the first of many.
Yeah.
So we do plan to do these in the future. Of course, with Strong Country and Jenna doing it.
Or
God calls us, you know, to do it somewhere else, or, you know, like Jamar said, you know, out, you know, wandering out, you know, kind of venturing out, you know, whatever God has in store, we're there.
Yeah.
We're there.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm totally excited for this tomorrow and for they changed everything around, and now they get to be part of our family. Yeah, they had an event also, you guys, on the same day that we had our event, which is January 25th. And, I mean, there's a garden and there's everything, and, you know, they just felt the need to go ahead and reschedule, so they rescheduled theirs to, I don't know the actual date, but I know sometime in September.
September
5th? Yeah. So, but they're going to be,
they're going to be at our event now, you know, so at the She Is Strong event, you know, and I just think that that's amazing, you know, because it's just, y'all just keep coming, so, you know, the more the better,
the more the better, you know.
I'm just excited to see what God's going to do for us all on that day, even just for myself personally, you know, what he's going to do with my sister, what he's going to do with it, and the young people that come, you know, I'm just excited.
Yeah, we're gonna have.
I love you, Miss Laura.
I don't know you, but I love you.
Family is growing.
I'm sorry, Victoria. Yeah, no, she's Miss Laura. She's the one who actually, she's Candy's friend who introduced us to Pastor Marlo.
That's
the one I said you know her, and I showed you the video.
Oh, yeah, okay. So. I saw you on video.
Thank you, Marissa.
Oh, are you back on her Facebook? I'm just joking. Thank you.
There's also, we have like a minute left.